For Blind Planet and the Blind Geek Zone, this is the Sam and Others Podcast. The Sam and Others Podcast. The Sam and Others Podcast. If you would like to comment about the Sam and Others podcast or ask questions, you can send us an email at podcast@samtubi.com. If you would like to check out our podcast on the web, the address to do that is http://podcast.samtubi.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the feed, the address to do that is http://podcast.samtubi.com/feed.xml. Our website is at www.samtupy.com. Hey there, everybody. This is episode 10 of the Sam and Others podcast. We're doing something interesting on this episode here. This isn't normally what's on the Sam and Others podcast, but what do you hear going all over that stereo field? You hear paper, Braille paper, because we are going to make some graphing paper, and I'll show you how this works, and you can make it if you want, and you can use it, you know, with like graphing tape or whatnot. So I'm going to put this into the brailler here. Hang on, it's all tangled up. Okay, here it comes. What I mean is there's a bar on my desk that's kind of messing stuff up. Okay, it shouldn't go too crooked. Oh, it is too. Whoops. Hang on, sorry guys. Let me fix this paper. Sometimes I'm not so good at getting paper in straight. I try the best, though. It's still crooked. What's going on here? We're going to move the thing down some. That might help some. All right. Yep, there. Now it should go in straight. There we go. Might be a titch crooked, but not anything. Yeah, I can. It's a little crooked, but not anything bad. Okay. The paper is in, and I have to pause it, and yes, it is actually a little crooked, so I'm going to go down one line. Okay, I have to pause it and check a couple of, parameters, basically, that kind of thing. You know, important things about it, so I'll see you in just a second. Okay, I'm back. So what we're going to make is a 10 by 10 piece of graph paper. So how this works, I am going to get started right away. You hear the brailler there? Anyway, we're going to get started right away. So you seeing people, you can listen to this, but this might not interest you as much because it's Braille. Now, you can do other pictures in Braille. I just think this is kind of cool to feel, and you could give it to somebody if you wanted, like a teacher to use, or you could just brag about it and say, hey, look, this is amazing. Look at what I did, or something like that. So we're just going to get started. So, what we are going to do for the first line is we need to put a P. Now, that P was dots 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to do dots 1 and 4 three times. And we're going to do dots 1, 4, 5, and 6, and that's the top of the first square of graphing paper. Right now it seems a little big, but it will get better. Now you continue doing this 9 times. You keep doing it 9 times. Oh, and I forgot to tell you something. You need to be using the paper. Now I don't know how big it is. I think it's like 11 inch by 11 inch or something like that. I'm not exactly sure that would make sense, but it's the kind of paper anyway that goes all the way across the brailler. That's, you know, the square kind that goes all the way across. That's the only way this is going to work properly. I mean, unless you want to make a smaller thing. But if you're doing it this way, you do the dots 1, 4, 3 times, and 1, 4, 5, 6, 9 more times. So 1, 4, 1, 4, 1, 4, 1, 4, 5, 6, 2, and you just keep doing that till 9. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, got it. We're going to go down. Now, this is a new line. What we're going to do is L. And we're going to space 3. We're going to do 4, 5, 6. Space 3. 4, 5, 6. Now, you continue doing this. I think it's 8 times, but if I'm wrong, you just do it till it reaches the end of the last one. You know what I mean, probably. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep, I was right. Now remember, you do... Okay, sorry. What happened is I forgot to unpause the recorder, so I'm just going to briefly describe to you how I have been doing this here. I have half of it done. I thought I was recording and I wasn't. Sorry. So what I did is when on the top you do the P, and then I think I did the top pattern, which is dot 1, 4 3 times and dot 1, 4, 5, 6, and then you just do that 10 times after your P. And the next line I did L, I spaced 3 times, and I did 4, 5, 6, and then after I did that, I just repeated that 9 more times. Then, so the next line, what I did, sorry, I had to pause it, there was a little commotion downstairs. My mom has home daycare, and it's a day off of school, so I figured I would just do it today. On the next line, it's V. I called this the V pattern. You do the 3, 6 3 times and the number sign, which is 3, 4, 5, 6, and you just keep doing that until you reach the end of the line, which it's a 10 by 10. It's going to be when we're done. So it's 10 by 10. And then you keep doing that till you can catch up to me, which now, okay, sorry, it's hard to explain it. So after you do the top line, which is the only time I'm pretty sure that you'll need the P pattern, then you go down and do the L pattern, which is L, and then space 3, 4, 5, 6, and you do that 10 times, and then the next line is the V pattern. V. To begin it, and then 3, 6, 3 times number sign, and you just do that 10 times. So it's dots 3, 6, 3 times, dots 3, 4, 5, 6, and you do that till, and then you just, you know, after you do that V pattern thing, where you had the number sign thing, I'm sorry, my microphone is bothering me here, let me fix that. Oh, that's better. Okay, sorry guys. Okay, so anyway, after you do that, you can see you have your first line of squares, then you do that L pattern, which I have explained, you do that V pattern on the next line, L pattern on the next, V pattern on the next, L pattern on the next, V pattern on the next, L pattern on the next, and V pattern on V pattern on the next line. And I kind of explained to you what those are. After that V pattern, you just did the L pattern. That's just what I call it. It's not anything that... I don't have any notes to do this. This is totally something I did on my own. So the L line, or the L pattern, is spaced 3 times, 4, 5, 6, with an L at the beginning of the line, which is dots 1, 2, 3, of course. I'm assuming you got, most of you know Braille. And on the next line... Sorry, this is really hurting my head. Yeah, I have, so I get a good stereo spread, which, I guess you could say isn't too important, but still, it's good to have. So on the next line, it's the V pattern. It's V, and then 3, 6, 3 times, and then a number sign, and you repeat that 10 times until you reach the end of the line. So, and you just keep doing that till you find that you have 5 rows of squares going down and 10 squares going across. So right now, when you catch up to me, you should have an array of 50 squares. Okay, I just went down, and I'm at the beginning of the line, and I'm going to do L, because I'm on the L pattern now, because I'm starting the 6th row down. So we're going to do an L, space 3, and the 4, 5, 6, because this is the L pattern, and I'm going to repeat this 10 times. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the next row has partially formed. And I'm sorry I really couldn't help you too much when I accidentally skipped recording. I really apologize. You should still be able to do it. It's pretty simple. And I bet most of you could figure it out without this podcast, too, if you tried. So, on the next line, you do the V pattern. So we're going to do V, and then it's the 3, 6, 3 times number sign. So the 3, 6, 3 times, so you're going to do those dots 3 times, in case you thought I was saying this time symbol that whole time. And then you do 3, 4, 5, 6, and I'm going to do this 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so now we have 6 rows. Now the L pattern. L, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's kind of the same thing. You know, it gets kind of hard to keep on telling you over and over what it is because, you know, because all we're doing is the L pattern and the V pattern. So I hope I didn't get too many people lost on this episode here. But, you know, goodness, how should I say it? So, anyway, yeah, that's the, now we're starting the, hang on a second, 1, 2, 3. We have 6 full rows, and we're on the 7th, and I did the L pattern, which is the space 3 times, 4, 5, 6, 10 times after the L at the beginning of the line. So now the V pattern, which of course starts with a V. 3, 6, 3 times. 3, 4, 5, 6. Repeat 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, got it. Now we have 7 full rows of the graphing paper, so we're going to go down to do the 8th one. It's the L pattern. L, space 3 times, 4, 5, 6, repeat 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, No, I messed up because my thing didn't space for me. Now my L's in the wrong spot. Hang on. Let me fix my L. At least it didn't go in so hard, so I can just easily erase it with my finger. Okay, whoops. My bad. Alright, hang on a second. Should be right there now. Yep, alright. Now I think this is 9, 10. Got it. And now I can still feel that L, unfortunately. But I deleted it the best I could. It still shows a tiny bit, but this is definitely still usable graph paper. It seems like it just had a little sticker that wasn't so sticky peeled off of it. Okay, so anyway, we're going to finish up this 8th row with the V pattern. V, And then it's the 456 thing and the number sign. So 456 three times, and then the number sign, repeat 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This time I got it. Woo! All right, so now we do the L pattern, the V pattern, the L pattern, the V pattern one more time. And I'm assuming you now figured out what they are, because this is pretty easy to make. It doesn't take too much explanation, because that's how you do it now. So that's all the right stuff. So we're going to do the L pattern, L, space three times, and number sign. Space three times, 4, 5, 6, 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, one thing I got to apologize here, because it just popped into my mind. I apologize if I got anybody lost on the first one. So sorry if you had to recycle some paper there and redo it if you want to make it. But it is the right kind of thing. I am making it and it feels just like graphing paper. You know, the kind you find in different types of math books you can get brailled out for you at, like, the communication center and other places like that. So, yep. So now we're going to do the V pattern. V. 3, 6, three times, number sign. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Got it. Okay. Now we only have one more row to finish up, and then that's going to be it, folks. So now, L, space three times. Okay, now we're going to do the 4, 5, 6, the L pattern. So 4, 5, 6, and then that was one. Now we're going to do it nine times more, because I just kind of halved it, and then I finished one time, so now it's nine times more. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So we're doing quite good. We got most of it done. We just need one more line. This is going to be the last line, and there's four lines to spare on the paper now, if you're using the right side. Although, you could just cut off the bottom if you don't like it. But I recommend you keep the bottom or make the graph longer, because that's the same procedure, because now it's just a V pattern. So, and that's just what I call it personally. So V dash three times, the 3, 6, three times, and then number sign 10 times. Okay, and that concludes the graphing paper. It looks like graphing paper to me. Now, we could do 12 by 10. And if we had the right paper, we could do 12 by 12. But I am just going to keep mine a square. So I think this turned out pretty good. Let's examine it real quick. So now the top row is a little more rectangular than the other rows, or it's rectangular horizontally, but this works. You know, I could braille. Now what I'm actually going to do, and you don't need to do this, but I'm going to do it on mine. I'm not even going to do that. Sorry, I was going to put numbers on the bottom. So I know episode 9 and episode 10 of the Sam and Others podcast have been created at the same date, but that doesn't matter. We hope you enjoy. You've been listening to the Sam and Others podcast. If you'd like to send us an email about the podcast, the address to do that is podcast@samtupi.com. If you'd like to send us an email concerning other things, you can do that by sending an email to webmaster@samtupi.com. Our website is at www.samtupi.com. If you'd like to check out the podcast on the web, the address to do that is podcast.samtupy.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the Sam and Others podcast.